My name is Michelle Carlo, and if it isn't apparent where I'm from, it will become so very shortly. I'm proud to say that my grandparents are pioneers. In fact, I like to even think of them as Mayflower. Mayflower Puerto Ricans, because they came to New York City in the late 1920s and 30s, years ahead of the main migration from that island. And they were part of the the repopulation of their neighborhoods, which was East Harlem and the South Bronx. And 30 years later, I too, 30 years later, 60 years later, I'm not that old, Jesus Christ. In the 90s, I too was kind of a pioneer of sorts because I had been living in pre-gentrification South Park Slope, Brooklyn for over 5 years. Now, those of you who like to, who hate to call yourself hipsters but live in neighborhoods like Bushwick, so that means you really are, you guys have no idea what it was like in Brooklyn in the 1980s, okay? In the pre-condo, pre-latte, pre-stroller, pre-skinny jean, pre-everything South Park Slope. Prospect Park was not the urban oasis it is today. It was a weed-choked jungle infested by homeless people who showered in the waterfall that was infused with Clorox because that shit was mad filthy. The wooded part was like, if you walked in the woods, there was all this debris from like drugs and people having these anonymous trysts behind a tree and various voodoo practices. It was not called a bad neighborhood and a place you stayed the hell away from. Okay? I mean, and the zoo in Prospect Park, all right, now it's like, it's an educational wildlife center. Well, back in the day, it was an antiquated warren of cages that was unpatrolled, and kids would often sneak in there. And one spring night, the wrong kid snuck in and climbed over the wrong fence, and he ended up being a bear's dinner. Look it up. Late May, 1987, kid eaten by bear in Prospect Park. I tell you the truth. So I'm in my 20s, and I'm living in South Park Slope, and as most people in their 20s, I'm living in one abysmal apartment after another, and like this one apartment that I was in basically got condemned, so I had to get the fuck out of there like mad quick. So this is why I find myself uncharacteristically in a car service with a real estate broker, because I had to move, like they were going to condemn the house, and like I was not going back home to the Bronx. That was like out OWT. So like I had to find an apartment really quick. So I took all my savings and I was like, okay, I got to get a broker. I have to find an apartment. So, and I thinking, well, you know, I've been living around here 5 years. I have a job, you know, I'm like 30 and I'm like, you know, maybe I can trade up, but I'm in like real Park Slope, like the part where the brownstones are. And even in 1992, there was nothing I could afford. And the car service is going, you know, further and further up 7th Avenue, and I'm despairing because I have to move in 48 hours, or I either have to live in the street, I didn't have a boyfriend at the time, or like, you know, put my tail between my legs and go back to my mother's house. And like, I'm like thinking, what am I going to do? And then we start passing, we get close to 9th Street. And back in the day, that was like the line of demarcation. That was like the good neighborhood from like the hood neighborhood. And as we get close to the 9th Street, the real estate person says to me, dear, I don't recommend you take an apartment above 12th Street. And I'm thinking, well, this is the only place I could afford, but I just say, why? And she whispers to me, because that's where all the Puerto Ricans live. Now, she had no idea that I had been living in that neighborhood for 5 years already because she hadn't asked and I hadn't volunteered. And she had no idea what my ethnicity was because she hadn't asked and once again, I hadn't volunteered. And why should I? I mean, it was the 1990s. We're supposed to be all into multiculturalism and the gorgeous mosaic and put all that petty racial crap behind us, right? Apparently not. So what I said to her, and I don't know how I had the presence of mind to do this, I was like, ay, claro, seguro que sí. I'm not even bilingual. Ay, claro, seguro que sí. Los Puerto Ricanos viven allá. Ay, me encanta los Belhuepa, Boricua. And like, she just looks at me and she goes, you can't, and I'm like, what? What? Close your mouth. I can't be Puerto Rican because I have light skin, red hair, and freckles. I say, look, I might be young, but I know what redlining is, and you're doing it. You know, I should call the Better Business Bureau. Or maybe better yet, I should tell my father. I'll have you know that he works for Manhattan Criminal Court, you know, 100 Center Street. She gives the driver another address, and I forgot to tell her that my father's job was screwing in the light bulbs there. So to make a long story short, the next apartment that we had, the landlord had asked me if I had a job. She asked me to quit. And then she asked me my last name, and I said my last name Carlo, which it is. And she said, "Oh, this is fantastic! I'm finally gonna have." She was Sicilian, a nice Italian girl living with me. The real estate, the people, they bringing me all of the Puerto Ricans, and I was like, "Really?" And she says, "Yes." And she says, "They cannot fool me because no matter how white they look, I can always tell a Puerto Rican." And I get close to her and I say, "Really? This is the second time I had to deal with this in like an hour." I'm like, "How?" And she says to me, "Because of the smell." And I said, "Where's the lease? I'm signing it." So 3 days later, I invited my whole family over and I cooked arroz negro con pulpo, which is black rice with octopus. It's very tasty, but that shit is so stinky, you gotta fumigate the house after. And I also put the radio on to like a salsa station, which I don't listen to. I listen to The Clash and Led Zeppelin and Joy Division, okay? Like, I was like, well, this station sounds terrible. That must be good. So I put it on like really loud. The stinky food is going downstairs, and then my family comes over. My family, my titi Dulce, my titi Ofelia, my titi Carmen, who's basically as brown as bark, and then my Uncle Shady, the one we call have the Velcro head. So they're all coming in, and the landlord opens the door, and she goes, and I'm like, "Yes, this is my family. This is my titi Ofelia, my titi Carmen, my uncle Shady, my uncle Papo. This is my father Rodolfo. This is my mother Rafaela." And she goes, and I go, "Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I'm Puerto Rican." And even though, like, I had subterfuged her, I actually did manage to live in peace with her for many years. But the irony to this situation was, at one time, that neighborhood was full of Puerto Ricans. And now, these days, on that block, I'm the only one left. Thanks, guys. And thank you, Stephanie, for putting this together.